the high salt intake is predominant at all levels. And from the young to the elderly, everyone seems to love their salt and sometimes a little too much salt. The tendency for community advocacy was just the health team would just say, eat this and don't eat this, you know. But now people's preferences and tastes are changing. So what the health teams are now doing is even educating people. If you're picking up a packet of noodles, one is looking at the labels, you know, just being aware of the content, the salt content, the sugar, the fat content in these particular products. And the other one is there's a lot of things around their homes, in their gardens, that they can use as salt substitutes. We have a lot of lemongrass that we grow here, but then we only use lemongrass to have it as tea. But now educating people that you can also use this as a flavor in your soups or stews. So that's kind of when we do this kind of awareness in the communities, they actually realize the amount of salt that they've been eating all this while.
One of the challenges is just the taste buds, you know, like Alvina had said, that we have been spoiled by the processed foods. And you know, this has been introduced to our little kids at younger age. So we tend to forget that we have all the resources within us, you know, like the lemongrass, for example. And we have different herbs that can be just planted in our own home garden that, you know, would be very helpful and would be a wiser and healthier choices rather than having a lot of salt.